Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming to a series of films that I have chosen. My name is Jerry Coach, and by the time you are hearing this, I will be in federal prison for refusing to testify to a federal grand jury, which is to say, refusing to snitch. So I was subpoenaed in March of 2013 to a federal grand jury nominally investigating the 2008 Times Square Military Recruitment Center bombing. I was subpoenaed once previously by a federal grand jury investigating the same subject matter in 2009. In 2009, I refused to testify and successfully avoided going to prison. Generally, if you refuse to testify, it's a one-way ticket to prison until either the grand jury expires or a successful Grubbles motion goes through. In this instance, I've been subpoenaed for a second time, which in my view is something like the anarchist unicorn. You're not supposed to see things like this. They're not supposed to exist. It's only happened, as far as I know, maybe half a dozen times in the past decade when it comes to political cases of this nature. The FBI have subpoenaed me to this grand jury not because they genuinely believe that I know something about the 2008 bombing. I do not believe that to be the case. I believe, rather, that the FBI have subpoenaed me because they know that I work with a number of people on political projects, primarily legal support, but also a number of other anarchist projects. I believe that what the FBI actually wants to come out of this situation is for me to turn over other people's names and information, which is something that I staunchly refuse to do. Therefore, I voluntarily choose to go to prison to protect my friends, comrades, and loved ones, and to maintain my own personal integrity, will, and ethics. This is a situation and a choice which is in some ways difficult, but in some ways incredibly simple. If the choice is between snitch or go away, then to be honest, it's not much of a choice at all. One is the thing that a human does, and one is a thing which someone who is incredibly weak does. If we mean even the smallest amount of the words that we say when it comes to radical politics, this is the position that we as both individuals and as a political community must hold and must maintain, even in the face of vicious state repression. Therefore, by the time you are hearing this, I will be in federal prison, and I will be in federal prison for the absolute best of reasons, which is to say, protecting my friends and my loved ones. I'd like to once again thank all of you for coming and thank all of you for your support and solidarity. It absolutely means the world to me to know that I am not alone and that I am dealing with this with friends and loved ones who have my back. I hope you enjoy the film that you are about to see, and I hope to be able to speak with you about it either in person or via letters very soon. Thank you.
Screwed up how?
The brick.
What?
I didn't know it was bad, but the pin's on it now. You gotta help me.
Slow down now. This isn't good.
No.
Emily said words I didn't know. Tell me if they catch.
Brick?
No.
Tug?
Tug might be a drink, like milk and vodka.
Pin? You know the kingpin. Dope runner, right? Big time.
What are you gonna do?
She asked for my help. I just wanna know she's okay.
So what's first?
I'm gonna start shaking things up.
You're coming into a certain situation. It's twisted.
I'm looking for Emily.
He left her?
Yeah, I did.
You better be sure you want to know what you want to know.
Complicated. Everyone's got their thing.
Keep up with me now.
You got a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
I've seen you smoke.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
So this film is called Brick. It's kind of the polar opposite of LA Confidential, which is also on this list. Brick was a very cheaply made independent neo-noir. And there's a couple things that are really interesting about it. Like I said, it was incredibly cheaply made. It was shot, I believe, in the director's high school. Some of the special effects are, you know, so sexy that they used things like trash bags and shooting scenes in reverse. But what's really great about it, besides the fact that it's a young Joseph Gordon-Levitt in what I believe is his best role, is that this is a movie that's all about the protagonist's will, right? It's an incredibly brutal love story, and this poor kid just has this unshakable will to figure out a certain problem and to try and help this other individual. I don't want to get too much into specifics if you haven't seen it. But suffice to say, there's a lot of fights that don't really go so well and yet end up working out anyway. And my read on that is that it's all about the will of this one individual, which when taken in combination with the very visually pleasing cinematography and the really great, relatively unknown acting and a fantastic plot, which also uses lingo like straight out of the 1920s and 30s, which makes it all the better because it's set in modern day. But when you take all these things together, you get this love story that just kind of like that just kind of pulls at you, you know? And in the end, I think is absolutely a very strong affirmation of the individual will. In summary, I think that Brick is absolutely fantastic. If you haven't seen it before, I hope you enjoy it. If you have seen it before, I hope you enjoy rewatching it. And thank you.
If I get to the bottom, whatever this is.
What do you want?
Just to see you sweat.
And it gets too hot.
You got a discipline issue with me? Write me up or suspend me.
I see that you're trying to help her. And I don't know anybody who would do that for me.
You are dangerous.
I set out to know, put her on the spot. And put her in front of the gun. There's not much chance of coming out clean.